This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Reuters' Jonah Green reports.
Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests mostly on what it calls U.S.-financed, quote, counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the United States, limiting the practical impact of such measures.
That's Reuters' Jonah Green. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The yeas are 407. And the nays are 16.
The vote was overwhelming, but Republican Congressman Tom McClintock was unhappy with the measure.
I will support this bill as the least bad option.
He said it would set up a hasty and inadequate screening process. But with the U.S. withdrawal in its final weeks, the bill's sponsor, Democrat Jason Crow, said haste was essential.
The threat to our Afghan partners, who served alongside American men and women, is increasing drastically every single day.
The measure adds 8,000 more visas to the 26,500 already allocated. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says that the numbers are stark. The coronavirus's Delta variant is raging in the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Director Rochelle Walensky says the nation's averaging 38,000 virus cases daily, up 53% from the previous week.
The Delta variant is spreading with incredible efficiency
and is estimated to cause 83% of cases.
It is one of the most infectious respiratory viruses we know of and that I have seen in my 20-year career.
Walensky says the CDC has not changed its mask guidance. Unvaccinated Americans should keep wearing them and get vaccinated. The White House says vaccination rates are rising in some states where infection rates are soaring. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tokyo hit another six-month high in new COVID-19 cases Thursday, one day before the Olympics begin, as worries grow of a worsening of infections during the Games. Thursday's 1,979 new cases are the highest since 2044 were recorded in January. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, who is determined to hold the Olympics, placed Tokyo under a state of emergency on July 12th, but daily cases have sharply increased since then. The emergency measures, which largely involve a ban on alcohol sales and shorter hours for restaurants and bars, are set to last until August 22nd, after the end of the Olympics. Patients heard mass for slain President Jovenel Moïse at Notre Dame Cathedral in Cap-Haïtien on Thursday. With tears in their eyes, many were emotional during the service and demanded justice. Dozens marched through the streets, singing and chanting. Unrest had roiled the northern Haitian city of Cap-Haïtien on Wednesday as demonstrators set up roadblocks in protest against the assassination earlier this month of Moïse. Government officials say the former president was murdered by a team of mostly Colombian mercenaries, but many questions remain unanswered, including why the president's security forces did not do more to protect him. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits increased last week. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
After falling to the lowest point since the start of the pandemic, the Labor Department says the number of Americans filing jobless claims increased to 419,000 last week, up from 368,000 the week before. That's the most first-time applications in 2 months. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.